As to the company commander, Winters stated flatly, Dyke was sent to us as a favorite protege of somebody from Division HQ, and our hands were tied. Winters saw no quick solution. In the meantime, he decided, in a pinch, talk to your sergeants. His first sergeant wanted to talk. Lipton asked for a private conversation. Winters said to meet him in the woods behind Battalion CP that night. They met, and Winters expressed his concern about the company commander. He described Dyke's actions, or lack of them, with damning detail. He ended by saying, Lieutenant Dyke is going to get a lot of E Company men killed. Winters listened intently, asked a few questions, kept his own counsel. Replacements came in. I could not believe it, John Martin confessed. I could not believe that they were going to give us replacements and put us on the attack. I figured, Jesus, they'll take us out of here and give us some clothes or something. But no, they get you some replacements and, come on, boys, let's go. And then that's when we start attacking. He was right. The woods form a U around Foy, with the village smack in the middle. In the attack of January 3rd, the Americans had taken control of the right-hand portion of the U. Next would come an attack on the left-hand portion. On January 9th, the company participated in the clearing operation in the woods west of Foy. Resistance was light. The company reached its objective and dug in. Suddenly a shell burst in the trees, then another and another. They kept coming. Corporal George Lutz was caught out in the open. He began racing toward his foxhole. Sergeant Muck and Private Alex Pancala called out to him to jump in with them, but he decided to get to his own, and with shell bursts all around, splinters and branches and whole trees coming down, made it and dived in. Lipton was sharing a foxhole with Sergeant Bob Mann, the company HQ radio man. The Germans sent over some mail. A shell that was a dud hit just outside their foxhole. Lipton looked at it. Mann lighted a cigarette. Lipton had never smoked, but he asked for one, and that night had his first cigarette. Lutz went to check on Muck and Pancala, the men who had offered to share their foxhole with him. The hole had taken a direct hit. Lutz started digging frantically. He found some pieces of bodies and a part of a sleeping bag. The 101st now held all the woods that encircled Foy from the east, west, and south. But Foy, down in its little valley, was not the objective. Noville and the high ground was. General Taylor had wanted to carry on the January 9th attack right into Noville, but for that he needed tank support, and as the tanks could only operate on the road,